This is Left, Right and Center, and I'm Maria Shakil. In a big victory for India, the US Supreme Court has denied a plea by Mumbai 26/11 attacks key conspirator Tahavvur Rana. This clears way for his extradition to India, where he is expected to face trial over the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks. The Canadian national of Pakistani origin is wanted by the National Investigation Agency for his role in the terror attacks case. Tahavvur Rana was also known to Pakistani-American David Headley, who was among the main conspirators of the 26/11 attacks. Rana and Headley were arrested in 2009 by the FBI while plotting an attack against a Danish newspaper. During his interrogation in the United States, Headley had revealed before the Indian officers that he had traveled to India five times between 2007 and 2008 and had done recce for the Mumbai attacks, using a five-year visa that Tahavvur Rana had obtained for David Headley. After a lengthy trial, Rana was sentenced in the U.S. in 2013 for 14 years in prison for conspiracy to provide material support to Lashkar-e-Taiba, the terror organization which was behind this dastardly attack. India filed for his extradition in 2019. He was charged with several crimes in India, including criminal conspiracy and waging or attempting to wage a war against the government of India. Apart from 26/11 attacks, he is also accused of planning attacks on the National Defense College and a Jewish outreach center in Mumbai. 26/11 terror attacks were one of the most audacious attacks on Indian soil, where terrorists laid siege in the southern part of Mumbai for more than 60 hours, attacking various landmark locations such as Chhatrapati Shivaji Terminus, Taj Mahal Hotel, Nariman House, Metro Cinema and Leopold Cafe. A total of 175 people died in the attacks, including three Germans and six Americans. The extradition of Tahavvur Rana to India may allow agencies to further probe into this attack and the role of Pakistani state actors. We'll be joined by survivors and eyewitnesses of 26/11 Mumbai terror attacks in just a bit. But first up, some reactions.
Big diplomatic victory. He has been from the trial court up to the court of appeals. He has been fighting this case. And now finally, his last appeal to the Supreme Court. At every stage, his appeal against extradition has been dismissed. So the fact that we have won at every stage is a big feather in India's cap. That's a big diplomatic victory. And, you have to praise those who are responsible for the legal team and, of course, the U.S. Lawyers who argued the matter, who are basically lawyers for the government of the USA, the Solicitor General and so on.
This is a great victory for India and Bharat. Tahavvur Hussain Rana, who is indicted for his role in 26/11, is a victory for all those who suffered in the Mumbai attack. As this petition, as a writ, has been filed in 2024 November against the earlier order in court that had ruled in favor of his extradition to India, and the document and petition is there. This only paves the way for his extradition and for the truth of all the perpetrators who were behind the 26/11 Mumbai attacks.
सरकार ने 2014 में भी कहा था कि हमारी सरकार आएंगे तो दाऊद को लाएंगे अभी तक दाऊद को नहीं लाए जैसे इनकी सरकार आने के बाद देश के बैंकों से पैसा लूटकर ललित मोदी हो कहीं मोदी हो वो देश विजय मल्या हो देश छोड़ के भागे हैं अभी तक उनको लाया गया नहीं तो ये सरकार जब उसको लाएंगे राणा को तब और उसके ऊपर क्या कार्रवाई करती है
And joining me now is Hemant Oberoi, former chef at Taj Mahal Hotel. We'll be also joined by some more survivors in just a bit. Hemant Oberoi, it is in 2019 that India filed for extradition of Tahavvur Rana, and finally it appears that all legal hurdles have been cleared for his extradition to India, and then he'll be facing trials. As someone who was at the hotel that night, and those 60 hours, What are your thoughts? Is this finally some closure?
At least at the end of the day, we are seeing some light that, you know, some justice will be done. It's happened after 17 years, but there is some beginning at least has taken place. And I hope finally it will happen when he lands up here and he's being prosecuted by our judicial people. And it will be, I think, quite a relief to the people who lay down their lives on that particular day or for the next 3 days.
Dr. Prakash joining us as well, someone who was an eyewitness and also a survivor. Dr. Prakash, your thoughts about developments of today?
From Indian's perspective, bringing David Headley to justice on Indian soil would serve as a powerful message against terrorism.
Yes, this is Tahavur Rana that we are talking about, but overall, do you think he is someone who will provide crucial links to what really happened? What were the role of Pakistani state actors?
He will provide all this. He is the person, main person, who will be able to answer all the queries.
If you can, you know, recall for our viewers those hours, certainly very, very harrowing for you and your family.
Madam, what I could recall is only the images and the sounds of these traumatic events have left long-lasting scars on me. And the sounds of gunfire, screams and chaos filled the air at Hotel Taj in Mumbai.
Where exactly were you that night? And,
I was at Hotel Taj in Kulaba, Mumbai.
I believe you had gone to, attend to one of your patients.
Yeah, I had gone to attend to one of my patients there. Hmm. When I came down, I saw all this chaos and gunfire and everything. There were a lot of screams in the podium. And I went back to my room again.
Okay. Continue to be with us. Hemant Oberoi, your thoughts of that those hours.
I think it was so unexpected for me and the entire Taj Hotel employees. And we were taken aback. And we had just heard rumors that, you know, there's some gunfire in the street, gunfires. But when it came to reality, that one of my chefs called up and he said, sir, a person has been shot dead outside the Chinese restaurant. And I still didn't believe him. And he's the one who faced the bullets also the same night. And seven of my colleagues lost their lives. I mean, how can we forget those days?
You lost seven of your colleagues. They were among those unfortunate 75 people who died in that attack, which also included three Germans and six Americans.
Yes.
So, are there some, 26/11, we see those events which are organized every year to remember those who lost their lives. And of course, survivors such as you join those prayer services. So it's like a memory which is not leaving you at all.
Absolutely not. Outside my office in Taj, we had put a plaque in memory of those people, seven chefs who lost their lives. And every year we remember each other and we exchange our sadness on 26/11. But I think people's memory is very short-lived. And the new generation probably won't even remember after a couple of years that what had happened that day.
And it's been a long legal battle. Imagine it's 2008 and now we are sitting in 2025. And finally, it appears that there would be some justice for the victims of 26/11. Dr. Prakash, of course, it has scarred your life. But as someone who survived, lucky few who survived, what are your thoughts for today? Do you think, was the testimony, of course, of David Headley, which nailed Tahavur Rana.
Yeah, now I think because from Indian perspective, bringing David Headley to justice on Indian soil would be a very severe, powerful message to the terrorism, against terrorism.
Yes. And you think that him coming to the Indian soil will actually ensure that justice would be about, you know, about time? I mean, all the, for years...
He will be facing the best judicial system in this world. He'll be facing the best judicial system in this world.
Okay. A word from you, Hemant Oberoi, and then, you know, we move on to other stories.
I'm sure our judiciary will do the proper justice and send a message to people, to all these terrorists across the world, that please do not do anything to innocent people in the world. Why should innocent people be suffering? And those people who are involved should be punished.
Absolutely, sir. You know, it's shocking and deeply disturbing how events played out. But finally, it is a big win for India, because with this extradition, several details will be coming out of how this entire attack was planned on Pakistani soil, and how, you know, finally, we'll know about all the conspirators who provided that support to Lashkar-e-Taiba. Thank you so much for joining us, Hemant Oberoi, and also Dr. Prakash Vaswani on this broadcast. We'll be slipping into a short break, and then lots more news and updates on the other side.